Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Get some details on it and a sense of what's going on in the medical field. Dr. Jody Terranova with UConn Medical School, pediatrician. Doctor, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Listen, how big a problem is it? I mean, for women, you know, I know you can't speak to supply chain and the manufacturing side, but, you know, if they can't have ready access to something like baby formula, how big a problem is this for moms out there?
It's becoming a bigger problem. You know, it started a couple months ago. In the last few weeks, we've been seeing more and more shortages. And, you know, for moms, the basic need to be able to feed their child and to be really stressed about being able to do that or not is causing a lot of concern for them.
Are there a lot of people coming into doctor's offices and asking if they have some or what to do? Like, I'm trying to get a sense. Sometimes the media overhypes a crisis, right? So I'm trying to figure out how big a crisis this actually is. Like, can I go to Costco and not get Kirkland formula right now?
So it depends on different stores. So some stores definitely have more bare shelves than others. The biggest problem is the infants that are on specialty formulas. Those are in extremely limited supply. So if a baby has an allergy or an underlying medical condition where they need a special formula, those have been really hard for moms to find. And pediatricians have been working with the formula companies to try and get samples and you know, cans of formula to families in those situations.
Right. And is this all because of that recall that they had a little while back, or is there something else at play?
There's a couple of factors. So that was definitely, you know, the biggest impact was some concern about contaminated formula, shut down that factory that is a major producer in the U.S. And then just like all the other commodities, there's been supply chain issues. And for formula, there's not really a stockpile. They do a lot of that just-in-time manufacturing. And so other companies couldn't really fill that gap and ramp up their production. And so we're seeing now supply that had been ready to go out to stores, there's nothing left, you know, in the warehouses.
And this is not like slapping together some food. I mean, there are tight regulations. This is stuff that feeds and fuels our babies. So it's not like it's, you know, there are very strict, obviously, I imagine, rules and regulations about this stuff.
Absolutely. So it's regulated by the FDA. Almost like medications are. So it's very strictly made. We don't want it contaminated. Babies are very vulnerable. It's also why we don't want parents to be making formula at home using, like, homemade recipes, because there's really a risk for contamination there.
Well, that's really one of my main questions here. We're talking with Dr. Jody Terranova from UConn Medical School, and we really appreciate the time, by the way. I know you're very, very busy. Are there ways to find alternatives? Like, what if a mom, you know, doesn't have access or so on and so forth, and you just said don't make your own? Like, what is there anything you can do? Are there other foods you can supplement? I don't even understand what you could do.
Absolutely. So I would say first and foremost, if there's new moms that are just about to have a baby or just had a baby, think about breastfeeding, because that you will have and you won't run out. And you can talk to your OB or pediatrician about lactation support. So definitely, if you're just about to have your baby and you were not sure about breastfeeding, reconsider that. Switching brands is fine. Generics, like you said, you know, Kirkland formula is fine. Anything that's FDA approved, sold in the U.S., is fine to switch if your child's on like a normal formula. There are a lot of Facebook groups and different things popping up where moms are trading formula, offering to help people kind of fill in that gap if they're running out and haven't been able to find any for this week. Call your pediatrician because we often have samples or things that we might be able to give out. Or like I said, if your child's on a specialized formula, the manufacturers have given us a special number where we could reach out to try and get that specialized formula. They're releasing small batches, and so we are certainly, you know, willing to help families. And then if your child is an older infant, closer to one, when we say that you can start switching over to cow's milk, talk to your doctor. If your child is 10 or 11 months old, is it okay to switch a little bit sooner? Are there any concerns about your child's growth or development that we would be concerned about that? Or can we, you know, just move that up a little bit earlier?
Not just, this is maybe a little bit redundant, and we're talking with Dr. Jody Terranova from UConn Medical School. If someone's listening, and where can they go for resources? Like, I mean, just random Facebook groups if someone's not a part of it, or are there places they go to their pediatrician to ask about the samples? What if people really need to find resources? Is there a good place to go?
Yeah, so I would say call your pediatrician because they will probably know like your town, neighborhood best and have kind of a sense of what stores might have some in stock. Stores are trying to limit the number of formula cans that families can purchase so that people aren't hoarding. And so there are usually some supplies. The stores aren't just filled like they were before. So your pediatrician will know kind of in your area where there's some available. So I would say that'd be your best place to start.
And my last question is, you know, I'm 50, and there's in my lifetime from my childhood. Yeah, stick around. I'll be right off 1 second. Stick around. We're at a diner this morning. I'm sorry, doctor. We got people coming in and out. It's just kind of crazy. But I wanted to ask you, you know, there was a trend where, you know, everyone was formula fed and then everyone was breastfed. Like, is it equal now? Like, is it fine to do either one, or is there one that's preferable? I mean, some moms can't breastfeed for one reason or another. Or maybe, you know, for lifestyle or for health. I mean, is there, as a pediatrician, does it matter to you?
So we always recommend breastfeeding because that's the most natural and that's what's made for babies, human milk, right? So that's definitely always recommended for those that it works for. But just like you said, it doesn't work for everyone for whatever reason. Sometimes children just can't nurse well. Sometimes moms don't make milk. For some moms, they just don't want to do it. It doesn't fit into other things they have going on in their life. So formula is fine. It's a perfectly fine substitute. Many children grow up normal, healthy, on formula, no problems. And so over the years, we've tried to make formula much closer and closer and closer to human milk so that it is a good match and a good substitute for those that can't breastfeed.
All right, listen, it's great to have you on the program. We really appreciate the time. This is stuff that people need to know about, and whether it's a mom or a grandma or whoever's listening, because they see the headlines and they don't really know for sure what's true and not true. So, Dr. Terranova, we really appreciate it.
Absolutely, and we don't want people to panic, but we want them to give us a call if they feel like they're in a situation where they need some help.
Yeah, you don't want to stress out a young mom. Absolutely. All right, have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
All right, Dr. Jody Terranova from UConn Medical School. She's a pediatrician and doing a little, you know, reality check on this story. Again, it's one of those things where sometimes, you know, when the headlines, you're not sure how much of a crisis it is and what the resources are. And so that's one of the many things we try to do here.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scored!
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.